And with that being said, let's hop right back in. This is Michael Melfi on the Michigan Business Network, and you're listening to Be Investable.
We launched there, went from zero to $10 million in just a couple of years, and, you know, in revenue. And that was a great experience, but it was a really fraught road in a lot of respects, because you're still having to raise capital as you go and deploy it as you go and, you know, demonstrate those milestones. And so, you know, it's definitely a stressful situation, and it's also incredibly rewarding, right? And when you knock down those obstacles and you get over them, it's such a rewarding thing. So, you know, the metaphor that I recently heard about entrepreneurship was, it's like being in the ring with Mike Tyson. And in his left hand, he's got the glove, and in his right hand, he's got an ice cream cone. And you just never know which one you're going to get. And you may get both in rapid succession in the same day, in the same hour. And that's very much, you know, I mean, every entrepreneur I talk to who's been in the fight, you know, more than a couple of years, will tell you that's exactly what it feels like a lot of times. And so, you know, I always encourage founders to say, hey, seek out those beatings and seek out those lessons, and then find the right answers for you to those lessons, right? So the another challenge I would say is, you know, when we, with Wolverine Angels, like I said, when, you know, we were at a point where we went from, you know, almost overnight, we went from about 20 investors to 60. And that is a very challenging level of growth when you're putting together syndicates and you're putting together those deals, and, you know, it's just you and a couple people, you know, providing support. That's a challenge, you know. So that's the other element of entrepreneurship that I think is always understated, is that, you know, you're always angling for how do you realize that breakneck growth, that really rapid growth, and how do you get it to take off? And the question that serial entrepreneurs are good at asking themselves is, when that happens, how am I going to keep the wheels from falling off the car, right? Like, I understand that my car is going to be, you know, beat up and raggedy and maybe dragging on the ground a little bit, but let me at least keep the wheels on, right? How do I make sure I plan for that when we go from, you know, climbing the clink, clink, clink up the hill to the breakneck growth, kind of trying to keep up with it? That is the moment that can always be really challenging. And I think it's, you know, it's underestimated how many businesses buckle under rapid growth rather than just, you know, never really taking flight, right? And so those would be two challenging experiences that's why, you know, I partnered with CrowdSmart, and I joined the CrowdSmart team, is because, you know, CrowdSmart has built the product and the platform to be able to handle that kind of scale for investor groups and, you know, accelerator programs and the like.
That is great. I appreciate that insight. So I think as far as an investor who's looking at a lot of deals, we've talked a lot about questions that I'm sure the people seeking funding would want to ask about, hence the Be Investable. Let me ask you this. I'm going to flip the coin for a question or two here. You work a lot with angel investors, accredited investors, high net worth individuals, people who want to make an alternative investment into either your fund or some type of project. And do you have any general advice for them that you would give around being an investor in early stage companies?
Yeah, and I'll dovetail it with, you know, kind of an expansion of a question that you asked earlier, which is, you know, what does it mean to be investable as a startup, right? Because those are two sides of the same coin. I mean, you know, one of the keys that I find is, you know, not really talked about enough in certain startup ecosystems and programs and books and the rest is, yeah, product market fit is really key, and it's important. It's you have to understand product market fit and have a point of view about it. But, you know, what I find that, you know, sometimes the most important thing is product founder fit, right? So, you know, I'll distill this down into a question for the entrepreneurs and the investors out there, right? And that is, you know, when I'm meeting with an entrepreneur, one question I often like to ask is, you know, okay, great, you know, this is amazing, and, you know, you've got something really cool here. Now, let's just assume that there are 5 to 10 companies out there building exactly what you're building, and they're in stealth mode, right? Let's just assume that's the case, because let's be honest, like, you know, you meet with a lot of investors, and when you're an investor, you see those deals all the time where they're in stealth mode and they're not talking about themselves, but they're there. And so let's just assume that there's 5 to 10 groups trying to build this product that you're building. What is it that uniquely equips your team to win, right? What is it about your team that's going to enable you to not just beat the competitors that you see, but also to beat the ones that you don't see, right? And that speaks in my mind to product founder fit. Are you the right team to solve this problem, right? You know, one company that we're looking at right now, you know, built, the CEO built and exited the first CRM, mobile CRM product in his industry.
You know, we're deep in the thick of some great conversation, and I hate to do this, but we're going to take a quick break to talk with one of our sponsors, but we'll be right back. You're listening to the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi, and this is Be Investable. Talk with you soon.